بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching us, knowing what we are doing and being with us real time. And the dalil of this is the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. Just think about this ayah. It is true, and there is no, we are not downplaying that, which is that definitely awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in our life will and should bring about khashya in our hearts. We should fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any of our actions and by anything that we speak. So having this fear that maybe I am doing something or I may sometimes do something which offends Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have this fear is alhamdulillah a good thing, and it is a sign that we have iman, and it's a sign that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, I want you to look at another aspect of it, which is the aspect of confidence, the aspect of comfort, the aspect of complete safety. And that comes from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where when I say, wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, ma huwa, who is this? This is the one I love. This is the one I love more than I love anyone and anything else. Because this is what he said. What did he say? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Allah said, but the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extremely. They love Allah more than they love anyone or anything else. So, alhamdulillah, I am one of those. This is something that we should be able to say to ourselves. I am one of those who loves Allah more than anyone and anything else. I am from those aman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is who? Is me. And Allah is saying this. The believers are those who love Allah more than anyone else. So, alhamdulillah, now if I love Allah more than anyone and anything else, I am conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings on me. And therefore, when I am looking at this issue of wa ma'akum aynama kuntum, yes, I am afraid of displeasing Allah, but at the same time, I am very conscious and very confident and very, very happy and full of joy that Allah is with me. Because if my Rabb is with me, what can go wrong? What can go wrong which cannot be repaired when the one who is with me, his shan is وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that he has control over every single thing. There is nothing that he does not control. Imagine, think about this. Ibrahim alayhi salam is sitting in the cup of the trebuchet, all trussed up, tied up with ropes, and he's about to be shot into the fire. What is the state of his heart? Now, I wasn't there to see it, but I know from the narratives about that, the whole story of Jibreel alayhi salam, who went to him and said, tell me, Ya Khalilullah, tell me, what can I do for you? And Ibrahim alayhi salam says to him, in effect, there's nothing that I have to tell you. He said, how can I help you? He said, you cannot help me. I don't seek help from you. In effect, he's saying that if I am Khalilullah, for me to ask anyone other than Allah is to betray the covenant, to betray the honor of being the Khalil of Allah. If I am the Khalil of Allah, then why do I ask anybody else? I will not ask you. Ibrahim alayhi salam goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And he says, Ya Allah, your Khalil is about to be burnt. Ya Rab, please save him. Do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now go to him and tell him that I sent you and I want to know what does he want from me. And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, my Rab does not need to ask. Now imagine this thing. My Rab does not need to ask. Why?
وَمَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is here. He is with me. Why, what is there to ask? He is not remote. He is not behind some curtain that he can't see through. No. There is nothing to ask. He is in my heart. He knows what I am thinking. He knows what I am feeling. And what am I thinking and feeling? I am his Khalil. I am his Abd. What does the Abd want? The Abd wants whatever the Rabb wants. The slave wants whatever his master wants. The job of the slave, the focus of the slave is not to achieve this or that. The focus of the slave is to please the master. So if it is the pleasure of my master that I should burn to a cinder, alhamdulillah. If it is the pleasure of my master that I should not be burnt, then my master has the power and authority to save me. What is there for me to ask? Put yourself in that situation. How does that happen? Because of this yaqeen on وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And of course, when Ibrahim alayhi salam removed the asbab from between himself and Allah, when he removed Jibreel alayhi salam, and remember Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came the first time also, he is a malak, he is an angel, he does not do things of his own volition. It is the hukum of Allah, it is the Allah sends him. Despite that, when Ibrahim alayhi salam refuses to use that means, what does his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, what does he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses the fire. Ya Nar. Allah does not say Ya Jibreel, no. Ya Jibreel, put out the fire, no. Ya Nar. Kuni Bardan wa Salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cold and a means of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Also think to yourself, the hukum is going to the fire, which Allah told us. But what is the hukum to gravity? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam is being flung in a trebuchet. He's traveling at great speed, at a great height, and he's falling down on the earth. How come he didn't break a leg? How come he didn't break his neck? Okay, he didn't get burnt, but he got smashed. Did that happen? Yusuf alayhi salam is thrown into the well. He is not lowered gently in a sling. Little boy is thrown into a well. And it's a dry well. So he is thrown in, he hits the ground. How come he didn't break anything? My brothers and sisters, we must reflect and we must think the meaning of وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. If my Rabb is with me, how can anything bad happen to me? Even though I may be going through difficulties, even though on the face of it may look like it is bad, but I am aware that this is my Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. This thing which is happening to me is not because my Rabb could not control it, it is because this is what my Rabb decreed for me. And if my Rabb decreed it for me, then it has to be good. There is nothing else possible because بِيَدِي الْخَيْرِ لَهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Imagine this ayat. بِيَدِي الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. In his hand is khair, in his hand is blessing, in his hand is everything which is good, and he has control over everything. He can make it happen. So now on the face of it appears to be bad. If I have invasive surgery, and if somebody is just watching, what are they going to see? They're going to see me being put on a table, made unconscious, given anesthesia, and then there's a man or a couple of men or women, whoever, with knives who are literally ripping me apart, right? So what are you seeing there? Are you seeing a good sign or a bad sign? Why don't you rush in, with a hammer and smash the doctor on the head and say, you are hurting my friend, you are trying to kill my friend? You don't do that because you see with your knowledge, you say, no, these are not people who are harming him. These are people who are trying to save his life. They are cutting out the cancer. So when they have to open the chest, they are not opening the chest to kill him, they are opening the chest to make him live, to help him to live with our knowledge. So if my Rabb is with me, Jalla Jalaluhu, then in my life you might see some difficulty, but what is the meaning of that difficulty? That is the operating theater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in that difficulty to cure something which is in our hearts, to take us out from something else, to remove some evil from us. He has put us in that difficulty to treat our cancer. That is the meaning of it. And this comes from yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from reflecting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from tafakkur, from tadabbur. That's why Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah did not say, don't they read the Qur'an. Allah said, do they not reflect on the Qur'an. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect and to understand. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to practice and to really taste the sweetness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being with us. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ الْمَيْمِ بِرَحْمَتِكَ رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمُ